Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
You've probably heard of the World Economic Forum, but there's also one closer to home called the Global Economic Summit, and there will be quite a few celebs supposedly attending, including Hillary Clinton, Prince Albert of Monaco and Mary Robinson. It costs up to $3,000 per person in case you're thinking of booking a train to Killarney for next month. But one person who will definitely be there is Hillary O'Mara, the Country Managing Director for Accenture in Ireland. She's in charge of more than 6,500 people here on the consulting side who are regularly used by the big technology firms also based here. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
We will chat about you and about Accenture in a moment. But first, tell us more about this Global Economic Summit.
Yeah, the Global Economic Summit is non-for-profit. That's the first thing to say.
Unlike the World Economic Summit.
Yeah. First in its kind in Ireland. So this is the first year. And there'll be over 400 business leaders, you know, government representatives, policymakers, deep thinkers, all coming together in one place to share their insights, experiences, perspectives. And the intention is to tackle and bring up new solutions to the big global challenges we face today. And just to give you a sense of the speakers, you called out a few there. But, you know, from the technology side of the house, we've Gopi Khalil, who is the Google's chief business strategist for AI. We've got Accenture's chief technology officer, Paul Doherty. Other names, New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Mm. And then from Ireland, people like Murray McGuinness, Emily O'Reilly, the EU Ombudsman. And so I'd really recommend listeners, you know, to check out the website because the list of speakers is extraordinary.
Will it be streamed live like the World Economic Forum is, or will be able to people follow the debates and discussions?
I'm actually not sure about the answer to that question, but I do know they're running workshops where they are actually looking to, and actually Accenture is running one of those workshops where they're actually looking to get real meaningful actions to some of these big questions so that they can track and monitor. And I'm sure that'll be reported on, but I'm not sure if it's being streamed. It's a good question. We need to find out. I'm sure they say it on the website.
Yes. So I presume its hope is to kind of mushroom and grow just like the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
And it's all a question of the big names. If you get the big names coming together over 3 days, it's in Killarney, isn't it?
Killarney, from the May 20th to May 22nd.
And mostly invite only.
No, you can register on the website. So I'd again go back to get listeners to check out the website. I think we're going to have a lot of Irish leaders will be down there as well. And it's a great opportunity to hear different people's perspectives. And you'll always take away a few nuggets that you can take back to consider in your own business.
Might even take away a few business cards as well. I'm guessing you guys will be mingling with quite a few of your clients down there.
Yeah, that we will definitely be down there. As I said, Paul Doherty, our chief technology officer, is speaking. And we're also running a workshop. So there's a really nice part of this summit where it's workshop driven. And then we'll take a question. And the one we're obviously running is around generative AI and the future of generative AI. And so we'll be involved in that workshop. And so we'll be down there, yes, for the 3 days.
How big is AI genuinely going to be? And are people really ready for it? I mean, you guys are at the cutting edge on that stuff.
Yeah, good question. So we're very much at the early days of it, Joe. But it is going to be a transformative technology. It is going to change the way we work and live. And there's an awful lot of hype about it and a lot of talk about it and a lot of noise about it. And I do worry that business leaders might get overwhelmed or just think this is the next hype. It really isn't. I think we need to be paying attention. What I would be saying to business leaders listening this morning is it should really be in your top three strategic priorities. Mm-hmm. When we're talking to clients in Accenture, what we're saying is three things, very simply, you know, lead with value. So in 2023, it was all about experimentation and trying things out. Now we've got to really look at the end-to-end, you know, business processes and say, how are we going to use generative AI to reinvent those and make those better? The second thing is you have to develop and implement your digital core, your technology. You cannot use generative AI if you're not in the cloud, if you don't have an open, modern data architecture and a foundation to use all of this data in these large language models. You've got to get ready for that. Won't happen overnight, but you need a roadmap to where you're going to go and how you're going to get there. Mm. And finally, and actually most importantly, is you need to get your people ready. People need to know what this is.
And need to be trained up.
They need to be trained up. They need to be reskilled. They need to be comfortable with this change coming. So transparency and communication to bring people on the journey with you is really important. You know, interestingly, Accenture is getting ready, obviously. And so we've invested $3 billion over 3 years
in
generative AI.
Not just in Ireland,
globally, but we benefit from that in Ireland. So things that we've done, for example, is we've opened 10 generative AI studios around the world. One of those is in Dublin, mm-hmm. in our global R&D center. But
what do these studios do? And can ordinary companies rock up?
Yes, we've had many of our Irish clients already in them, and also businesses fly in from all around the world to our center in Dublin. But what's really special, I think, about these studios as well is we've also developed a center of excellence where we're building our own tools and methods in what we call the AI Navigator. But complementing that, we're sweeping up all of the work that's going on around the world around generative AI, mm-hmm. and we're getting that, packaging it up, getting it out to our people via these studios and therefore into the hands of our clients.
Do I understand correctly that Accenture's global headquarters is also in Dublin?
So Accenture is incorporated here, but we are a global organisation and we work across 49 countries all around the world. Incredibly, Accenture has 700,000 employees globally. And we have, obviously, we've got a big workforce, top employer here with 6,500. What I love to say to our clients is, you know, you get the advantage of the breadth, depth and scale of the Irish business, but also can tap in. It's like a window into the world of our global expertise, our global capability, and our global investments, because Accenture is always investing, always looking to stay ahead.
And you're also very much on the ground with the big tech giants I mentioned already, as in you're providing some of the expertise for this transition for AI for the huge tech companies not far from you in Grand Canal Quay.
Yeah, we work with the tech firms, both, you know, helping them with what they're doing, but also partnering with them in the marketplace for other clients. But we have a very diverse set of clients. We work across pretty much all the industries in Ireland. So, you know, utilities, banking, life science, a lot of public sector. So we have a very diverse set of clients and a very diverse set of industries that we work across in Ireland.
And you are a lifer with Accenture. You even remember them, I'm guessing, when they were Anderson.
I joined Anderson Consulting. So I joined 30 years ago. There was only 100 people in Accenture when I joined. So I have seen the incredible evolution of the organisation over that time. I took on the country managing director role in January of 2023. Before that, I was the COO of the UK and Ireland business. Mm. That was an incredible experience. And it was so lovely to come home and bring that experience back home and be back with the Irish team.
Was it a step back from UK and Ireland to just Ireland, dare I say?
No, one was the COO of that business. Right. And this is, you know, the country managing director is the title we give it. So no, it was absolutely a step up. But my career has been very varied. You know, I've worked across many industries, public sector. I've worked with some of those tech companies. I've also worked across utilities, banking, and that broad breadth of industry experience is really standing to me in my country managing director.
What worries you now about this economy, given the fact that you and your colleagues have got fingers in every single pie in this economy? It's supposedly doing well mm-hmm. on paper, but yeah. What worries you?
I think we have to lead. I think Ireland has gone through an extraordinary 10 plus years of incredible growth. We're now back to more modest growth, right? Mm-hmm. I always talk about it as the juggernaut that's going very fast down the track. And we're now back into what I call more cruise mode. So mm-hmm. we need to adapt to that. But we need to hold on to our confidence. We need to hold on to our positivity. And we need to focus on our leadership, because this country has so much to offer. But we need to keep evolving and we need to keep reinventing ourselves. So we're very big on tech, as you know. We're very big in life sciences, med tech, etc. But with this new wave of artificial intelligence that's coming,
might we lose out? Might we lose out if companies don't get ready for AI?
I think we need to always be, as I said, reinventing and looking ahead. So we've got to get fit in Ireland for generative AI as well.
Okay.
And I think that starts at the top with business leaders and government, making sure we're open for business when it comes from generative AI, and that we're investing in our people, reskilling them. And there's loads of actions that we should be taking, but absolutely we're ready at the forefront of this, and we shouldn't be afraid of it. We should just grab it and take the opportunity.
Thank you very much for coming in. That's Hilary O'Mara, the Country Managing Director with Accenture. And the Global Economic Summit runs from the 20th to the 22nd of May in Killarney, County Kerry.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.